This is Rail. Scotty Allen for Rock 95. In the studio with me now is a fantastic rock group called Rail that are going to be in at the Red Barn tonight and also tomorrow night, just two nights only. Crazy bunch of guys, Terry and Andy and Rick and Kelly. Once again, the name of the group is Rail. How you guys doing?
Great! Hey.
There you have it.
What's up, Scotty?
Okay, well, we're awfully happy to have you back here in Great Falls once again, guys. Last year, I saw you at the Red Barn, and I am not one to sit in a club and jump up and down and really scream and holler, but you guys really had me going.
Great! I sure wasn't the Jack Daniels.
Yeah, I was
that might have been, too.
What was your name?
Let's talk about the group a little bit. How long has Rail been together?
Let's see.
Many moons.
Yeah, Board of Trustees. We're together back in...
About 12 years.
12 years.
This is junior high.
Right. Junior high. Eighth Did you all go to school together?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Yep.
And you're still together?
Yep. Amazingly so.
Oh, amazing. Gosh. Well, for the girls in our audience that might possibly come over to the Red Barn and see you tonight or tomorrow night, anybody married in the group? Are you all single?
No. Married? What's that?
All eligible guys in Rail, okay. What's the instrumentation of the group? What's the instrumentation?
The instrumentation is Andrew Baldwin on...
Lead guitar, keyboards, and vocals.
All right.
And Terry Young on...
No, you forgot Terry. James Young
on... Oh, I'm sorry.
We're referring to the album now.
Let's keep
James
this
James Young on bass guitar and lead vocals.
Bass guitar and lead vocals.
Yes.
And Kelly Noble's on...
Sticks.
heck of a drummer too, Kelly. Boy, I'll tell you.
And Rick? Nuts. Guitar. Vocals.
Rick and guitar and vocals.
12-string.
Right, slide, no magic show. Okay, we talked about you guys being together since high school. How
junior
did you get together? Oh, junior high.
Junior high.
That's Take a long
away.
Time.
Kelly,
do it, Kelly.
Yeah. We just eighth grade one year. We just decided to. I put a little ad in the school bulletin and said, anybody interested in forming a rock band, let's meet. And we met, and here
went
we
on
are.
The road,
yeah. 12 years later. It's a pretty short story. You know?
Came to the big time in Great Falls, Montana.
Hey, actually, first time we were here. What it was.
1980, spring of 80 with Van Halen.
Yeah, here with Van Halen. Last year we were here at the Red Barn, 4th of July, and now it's a pleasure to be back.
Is there any one point of inspiration, or what inspires you guys as far as your music?
My personal inspiration, if you want to know that, is playing for mass crowd.
For mass crowd,
yeah. You know, the money is always second. You know, you're at a point where the money plays a big part when you're really coming up, you know, and then you get to a point where... Well, it's only money and you're broke anyway, so let's get, you know, 50,000, 100,000 people out there, you know.
Well, that was a lousy question anyway, so
no.
We'll just...
No.
Okay, who writes songs in the groups? I know you do original material.
Mm-hmm. All of us do.
All of you write.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, is there one person that writes strictly lyrics, or you all contribute to that too?
We're pretty collectively, you know, everybody contributes a little more in this or that or in what they do in specific, but it's pretty collective overall.
Okay.
Well,
super.
Actually, if you really want to know the truth, I'm Paul Simon.
Oh,
this is Garfunkel here. This is Barry Manilow. And
thanks,
this
man.
Here.
Thanks a lot, yeah.
He's got to think about
is
this.
Tom Schultz. We've had makeovers, and we're here just to do, you know, have a good time.
Last year when I saw you guys, you put on such a high energy show. You know, there's a lot of groups around the country nowadays. They basically get up, they play the music and stuff, and just stand there. You guys really get into what you're doing. What's the reason for that?
Fun.
Yeah.
I can't understand how someone could get up there and not if they enjoy their own music.
Yeah.
It amazes me that people just stand there and play. How can they contain themselves like that?
You guys jump around and Terry, you're all over the stage.
Got heart conditions.
Trying to collect insurance.
We just turned the pacemaker up a couple
times. Yeah.
Just instant buzz there. Okay, let's talk about something that you guys are probably very proud about. Yes, the album.
Hey,
here we go.
The name of the album is...
Arrival.
Which one? Arrival, yeah.
Which one?
Arrival. Okay, your latest one.
Arrival, yes.
Yeah. Has that been released yet?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's
out
definitely
in the stores.
Definitely selling real well.
It's been out since November.
Yeah, actually, it's in Seattle, but it's been about the first of the year when it came out. Yeah, and the rest of the markets. It hasn't been out here for too long, but it's selling real well.
Okay, now I was listening to the album the other day here in the studio, and I noticed that it was recorded live, right?
No, the first cut, that's right.
Yeah, hello. Where was it recorded at?
Detroit, Cobo Hall.
Yeah?
With Van Halen.
Was it an outdoor concert? Or
no, indoors, I think like 18,000 people or so.
Oh, yeah? All right. Okay, where was the rest of the album recorded at?
Up in Washington.
Up in Washington. Okay, would you like to name any, give anybody a plug on that?
It's a private studio.
The only people using it, it was built by Mike Fisher from Heart. Roger Fisher and us are basically the only people using it. It's a real nice studio, and we're real fortunate to have a facility like that to use it by ourselves, you know. And so it was, we had the pleasure of being out there in the country and just doing what we wanted to do, so it was real nice, real comfortable.
We were trading off with 10 other acts that are in there doing their stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we pretty much had a free rein of the hours to go in and stuff, you know, if we wanted to go real late or early in the morning or anything we wanted. You know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so super. And of course, it's all original tunes on the album, right? Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, we're ready to release another one.
Are you really?
Yeah.
We've got enough material for another two albums right now, and so we're going to be choosing. That's the best way to do it. We got plenty of overflow.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I was going to ask you, that'll tie into my next question then. What does the future hold for the group?
Well, right now, if you've looked at the album probably, mm-hmm. and we're on a regional label called Dynasty.
Mm-hmm.
And right now we've got several national labels interested in us, and the second album will probably be released on a national label.
Okay,
and,
super.
It'll all be, you know,
international, mass products, you know, the whole thing.
Yeah,
this record,
stardom.
This record's on sale in Sweden, and it's about the only other foreign country, and selling well out there, which is real interesting to the labels that we're working with now. So they are looking for an international release. And we just switched management companies with Tom Hewlett and Jerry Weintraub, Concerts West,
mm-hmm.
and so that we're directly linked in with some major touring, you know, and so it'll just be a few months before they get the release out and some major touring. But in the meantime, we're out here having a good time, and we'll be touring the Midwest in July before the second record's released.
So we're talking about possibly some overseas stuff too, then.
You bet. We're real excited to hit Japan.
Oh yeah.
Japan, boy.
I think Sweden's gonna be a good market.
Sweden will be a good one, you know. Like
we've got the record really going in Puerto Rico of all places too. Although that's
Puerto
not
Rico.
Another country. Yeah, it's really nice down there.
We played that.
A lot of airtime on it, and it's moving real well. So you see all these little pockets of energy just starting to happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
We played down there a couple months ago for a couple outdoor shows. That was great.
Just wild.
It was, yeah. You know, most of the people ask us about that, heard about that, and it's really a trip to play a different country,
mm-hmm.
and see the kids talking different language, but in Puerto Rico, understanding American real well, you know.
Yeah.
And they're walking around, you know, and they got Sabbath shirts and Journey shirts, just like normal, you know, a lot of people, you know, and it was pretty interesting.
So they definitely get into your type of music over there.
Well, wow.
The radio would be talking in Spanish. The DJs would all talk in Spanish, and then they'd introduce Ship Trek, and they'd go into a cerebro or something. And it would be in English, you know. The songs were all in English.
All right.
Even interesting.
Okay, now your schedule is awfully full at this time. I know you're only in town for just two nights at the Red Barn.
Just two nights.
Where do you go from here?
From the Red Barn to Spokane one night, then we go to Aberdeen to the theater down there. What's the name of that theater?
Oh,
7th Street.
Actually, it's in Hopin.
The next night is the Dallas, and the following night is Medford.
Oregon.
And we'll be out, I believe it's the weekend after next, it's about the 20th to Black Dog.
Mm.
Oh, that's still a ways away from
here. Yeah, you're still looking a few miles. Then we're going to Denver. And Phoenix, and down to New Mexico. Did you say something about Nebraska?
Then we go out through Nebraska and up through the Midwest, ending in Chicago and Detroit towards the beginning of August.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just kind of a...
And this is all done by hitchhiking, right?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Back
okay, so the album you have right now called Arrival, that's out, and people can go into the record stores and buy it, right?
Yeah, I believe Eli's and Big Apple are the two in town.
I believe they have it, yeah, right. Okay, and we can look forward to a new album in the near future?
Probably the fall.
Around fall.
Terry, you've got a very unique voice.
Do it's I? Just,
yeah, you really do. You know, when you sing, it's you got a range on you that's something else. Really?
And an operation.
What do you prefer? Do you prefer indoor concerts or outdoor concerts?
Depends on what the season is.
Yeah. Okay.
They have advantages.
Yeah.
Outdoor concerts are great in the summer. I mean, there's nothing better.
Yeah.
But when it's snowing out, I'll play or Coliseum anytime.
Okay. Well, the very high energy group Rail are alive and well, and right here in Great Falls, going to be at the Red Barn tonight and tomorrow night only before they leave town. And definitely, if you get a chance, go over and see this group because it's a great bunch of guys and they play probably some of the best rock I have ever heard.
Anyway,
if you get a chance, run over to the Red Barn tonight or tomorrow night and see Rail, because they're a super, super group. And of course, go into one of the record stores here in town and pick up the new album called Arrival, and keep your eyes open for a new album from Rail in the near future also. Anything you want to say before we...
We're looking forward to seeing everybody at the Red Barn.
All right.
Come out and party.
Yeehaw!
Okay, that's Rail at the Red Barn tonight and tomorrow night. Thank you, guys.
Aloha.
Thank you, Scotty.
And now, here's Rail on Rock 95.